didn't go Ready? Further, but I
yes.
got it on.
Great. Good afternoon. It is 2:02 on January 24, 2022. This is a budget work session, County Board of Supervisors. This is Supervisor Latifa Faisal. We have Supervisor Lisa Hedden, Supervisor Linda Merkin, County Auditor Lucy Martin, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, Director of Internal Operations Alyssa Wignall, and Melissa Spencer with Emergency Management Department. If you're on the phone, could you please identify yourself?
Sandra King, Director of External Operations and County Services.
Hi, Sandra.
Leanne Hardup, County Outreach and Special Projects Manager.
Hi, Leanne. Do we have anyone else on the phone? No? All right. Lisa Markley, you want to just kind of direct us? Or me?
Since Melissa's here, I'm thinking we could start with countywide.
Okay.
So that's on page 38. The revenues start on 38, which we can go through if you want. Not a lot of, yeah, there is some information you might want to talk about. Basically, I do everything but tax revenues for to show what the revenues are going to be for countywide, because it's, at this point in time, tax revenues are not determined.
Mm.
The first one is tax increment financing revenue. That's what we expect to get from TIF in the upcoming year. Okay, so that number of 926,281 then is going to be offset in the expenses for TIF expenses. Okay.
Can I ask a question real
yes,
quick?
Yes, please.
I thought we were not spending anything from.
We're not spending anything, but we still are TIFing the property, or we are TIFing mm-hmm. to pay debt.
Okay. So that's the expense.
That's the expense. Okay. Is the debt payment. And what I did was I took the amount that you could have spent out on projects, and I am doing prepayment or extra payment on a loan.
Okay.
So that we're using it all for debt, basically, is what we're going to mm-hmm. do.
Okay. Okay.
Are you confused over there, or are you fine?
Don't take this wrong. Just asking. You have the authority to do that without the board making a directing?
It's being budgeted that way. If we want to do something different, that's totally fine.
Oh, you're talking
fine.
About you're doing it for next year.
Right.
You're putting it in the budget that way.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's exactly what that
right.
answers. Okay.
Right.
Got it. I just thought maybe we needed to have something on a board agenda that we didn't. But if it's in the, you're not talking about this year, you're talking about next year.
Cool. And if you were going to... Yeah, so if you were going to use any of those dollars for anything else, you had to certify the debt in December. And since
gotcha.
You didn't
yep.
certify the debt
yep.
in December.
We're good. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Additional debt, I should say. Projects, whatever.
Thanks.
TIF is a nightmare, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have I said that before?
No,
that's
no,
brand new.
I
first
thought
time
it was your favorite
hearing
thing.
I have a whole PowerPoint about what a nightmare it is.
Yeah, but there you go.
You can make us look at it again?
Yeah.
It's good.
I like you guys. So.
Oh, thank you. We'll take your word for it.
We have, you know, some pass-through dollars here that you're going to find the same expense on the other side. The $209,679 there is the IDPH Public Health Grant.
Okay.
Then we have local option sales tax revenue. Best guesstimate I can give at this point in time, based on what we got from the state in August and our reconciliation payment that we got in November, is that we're going to bring in $2.7 million in local option sales tax. the 2.7 million, then 60% of that is property tax relief. The 40% is what we'll talk about when we talk about general county betterment, okay? The next line is for American Rescue Plans, plan dollars, and I just split those two for the current year and next year at this point in time, so that the whole amount is deposited, mm-hmm. but I don't know when. A lot of blanks coming down the page because we had dollars, but we're not budgeting any dollars in the upcoming year. And this is how I've typically done it, is I reestimate the current year for like insurance payments, miscellaneous, things like that, as we know going through the year how much we're bringing in. But I don't budget dollars for them necessarily. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the top of 39, we have district court revenues. And district court revenues. The first one is what the attorney's office, some of the dollars the attorney's office brings in. The second one is some of the dollars that the attorney's office brings in, but that one is more for the ones that we pay some things out of the general fund that the county attorney has to take care of. But whenever we're dealing with a case in which the defendant pays back, we put that in the supplemental fund because we never know how long it's going to be before we get those dollars.
Mm-hmm. So one of those lines is the supplemental? Oh, I see.
Well, the first one's right general, there. The second one's supplemental, yeah.
Yeah, see, I see that.
Let's see, what's that? Which local government is that one for? That local government payment's a $3,500. That is what the region is paying the sheriff's office, reimbursing the sheriff's office for meds and medical costs for the region and for them. That's a fairly new line. It hasn't been in there all that long.
So CICS pays for some of the meds for some of the inmates in the jail.
Yeah, if they're under care, apparently, yeah.
And that's new?
Within the last few years. 2020 is the first year we did it.
I think the sheriff and Carlo
come to board? I think so.
Okay. I think there was some legislative change which allowed for that.
Yeah.
It's good. That's paid out.
Mm-hmm. Regional funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any other questions on any of those. You get down to other state grants again at $10,000. That's the grant we've had for as long as I've been around, so a long time, with YSS for substance abuse, their substance abuse grant. That watershed management, $15,000, that's that watershed management grant that the conservation came to the board. It's a multi-county and city. The city of Ames paid us, county paid us, or Boone County. It was like six different entities mm-hmm. paid us. So we're doing the grant management of that. So.
Oh, I thought the City of Ames was doing it. Maybe I'm thinking about
They're doing the edge of field project.
They're doing the edge of field
one.
This is the DNR grant.
Yeah. Is this the DNR grant for Headwaters?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's all the matches that we had for the grant.
Right.
For the study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was thinking, what is that?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, just a second here. Let me double check myself, because that one is the watershed management. Yes.
Yes.
There's also a, the DNR one.
That's because
the local government payments, the $15,000 is the partnerships.
Yeah, the match.
That paid us. Mm-hmm. And the next line is what the DNR is
going to
put.
That's the grant itself.
Yeah.
But it's $100,000 grant. So we still probably got, we've drawn down some of it this year, and that's what we'll draw down next year to finish.
So probably the difference, I probably will need to put in a difference there of whatever. I reestimated at 53.5 this year. I don't know.
I don't know what
they haven't drawn anything down, but we've paid some bills, so.
Oh, okay. JEO?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I'll put some money in there to offset the expense on that. What else do we have? Anything exciting in the
election?
Transfers on top of page 40, or on page 40, the operating transfers. This year we're transferring $700,000 to the supplemental fund, so we didn't have to levy as much. We're transferring $350,000 perhaps to the capital projects fund. That was at $350,000 that had been sitting in our assigned funds for quite a while for Justice Center renovation. And since we don't have any plan in place yet, I haven't done the transfer. Because until we actually make a decision, we really shouldn't start putting money in there. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of holding on to that until we know. It's in the general fund right now. And then if there were any urban renewal projects, that last one would be that transfer, but we're not doing any this year. So when we finalize everything and come back with all the numbers, we'll talk about whether we want to, what we want to do with the general and the general supplemental regarding transferring dollars to lower the amount we're levying in the supplemental fund.
Yeah. Got it.
All clear as mud.
Clearer, less muddy this year than
less
last year.
Less muddy than last year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can go to expenses per in countywide. Page 44 is where it starts. The narrative. Where is the narrative?
50.
So very first line is the StoryCom project and the remaining payments on that. I don't have. All I'm doing there is putting the balance in the re-estimated for the current year. That's a balance of what's left on that. I don't think that 1.6 is what we're going to pay. So my assumption is that you will want to, this is what I think will need to happen is then we'll need to pay down the principal with whatever we do not spend of the $3 million. Okay.
Yep. I don't know when they'll get you a final number.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I always think so.
Uh-huh.
Always think so. And then something else comes up. Mm-hmm.
I had heard of things for a while.
Mm-hmm. Got a meeting a week or two from now.
Okay.
16th?
Yeah,
something
that sounds right.
I'll see.
The next one, Civil Service Commission. We're required to budget 0.5% of the sheriff's bargaining unit salaries for any civil service related claims. So I put in the budget what I need and then, or what's required, and then I reestimate to what we're actually spending.
Okay. I was like, wow, why is so much compared to? Gotcha.
The tests, I think. Yeah, that's about it.
They don't do necessarily every year. I mean,
it depends. Medical examiner would be the next one that we probably better think about. I was just looking at month-end reports today, and I'm pretty sure we're going to need to amend the budget for the current year because we budgeted 150. We're at 100 and... We're at 80 and some percent of the budget. Well, here we're 128, and I think we're even higher right now. So we're going to have to bump that.
So what what's the, have you had a chance to analyze it? Just more numbers? Lots more?
More autopsies. Yeah.
Oh.
And not consistently more. I mean, it, I, and I, and I'm, the attorney's office does a really good job too of analyzing how they're doing as far as mm-hmm. what they're requiring an ME for and not. And we've been on a run now where none of them have had it. We just, Amy had like a claim for like 7 or 8 different deaths and none of them were going to ME. So it just, it's cyclical. I mean, there's no way you can guesstimate. Mm-hmm. Now, the contract for transport is up in April.
This April?
We're going to have to start thinking about that because we're going to have to put that back out.
And I gave you the names of that person who contacted me a while back. I think I gave it to both you, I think, and Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Just so he was in your loop of when you notify.
I'm afraid we're going to spend more than $200,000 this year. So I think we're going to, I think we should bump it to 200 for next year. And I only put 175 in here for discussion. And it's almost $3,000 an autopsy. I mean, the state medical examiner, by the time they add their fees to it, it's like $2,900.
Okay, and the county attorney gets the autopsy results, gets all that in the investigation, so they're in the best position to let us know if something seems to be excessive.
Yeah.
Okay. So we haven't heard anything. Okay. Transport.
So you're thinking for medical those that we want that number,
I think we should probably put it at 200,000 for next year.
Okay.
It almost makes me sick to my stomach, but I don't know what else. I mean, right. We don't have a choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leave it and you have to amend the budget upward?
Right.
You could do that.
Right. Yeah, it's up to you guys.
Because
I don't care.
You just don't know.
It's totally up to you. I mean, that's already a 16% increase from last year.
Right.
From the 150 we budgeted, if we go to 175. I mean, if you look at average, it's...
Well, in 1920, it was 176.
Right.
But 21, it was 147.
But 21, it was 147.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Does that relate to the, I don't know how
many,
yeah.
It's hard to tell what data
produced. It really is hard to tell what, I mean, I there's like one fixed cost, and that's the quarterly payment to the medical examiner. Or Mary Greeley, or McFarland.
We did up the investigator amount a little bit, but.
Yeah, we went to 250. As opposed to 200, and the contract for the transport calls for 850 per right now. It started at 800, then it went to 8.25 the year before, last year, and it went to 8.5 or 850 this year for transport. Okay, we'll just leave it at 175 and see where we fall.
You don't want to take it up to 200?
She does. She doesn't want to, but she was recommending that we do. But
I don't know where we're going to save any money.
Well, it just depends on how many.
It depends on the number.
It depends right. on the numbers. That's the bottom line. It depends on the numbers.
And why 21 was so much?
So the average is 142. If I take the 3-year average, it's 142.3.
Yeah, but we've upped some costs, some unit costs, since 3 years ago.
Right. It's up to you guys. I don't care. I don't care. Here's my take on it. We have to pay it no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
More likely to be 200, so let's put it at 200.
You want to go to 200?
Yeah.
The next one is the one Melissa's here for. The emergency management request. We pay for that out of the supplemental fund. That's where we levy for those dollars. And they did not increase their request this year again. This is the third year that has stayed at 254,914. Any questions for?
I'm assuming you have what you need then. Yeah.
If you don't have any questions, then.
I do not.
You're welcome to stay, but it doesn't get any more exciting than this.
I will go back to my laundry
to your
layer.
Stuff.
You should defer your discussion till the very end.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank you for coming.
The next line is the office rent to the Webster County Second Judicial. That has not changed also forever. The next one is court costs for indigents. So we will get bills every now and then for indigents that are ordered. Story County paid for them for their legal fees. It's usually guardianships and such. I increased it in the request here in this here based on what we've been spending. We're at 50% of the budget right now. We could leave that one at 5,000. That's another one of those that we just never know what we're going to get for bills. Mm-hmm. It was really high in 20, but it was under 5,000, or basically 5,000 in 21 and in 19. So
you said this is mostly juvenile?
No, this one is adult guardianships.
Oh, adult guardianships.
Guardianship ad litems, yeah. And there's some of them that are like...
It's a small amount. Why don't you just leave it at 7,500?
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's... Again, we're going to pay it,
right.
No matter what it is, because right. Mm-hmm. The court's saying pay it. So.
Is it about 2,500?
No. We're talking...
Is it pretty small?
Yeah, we're talking... It depends on the case, but most of them are in the $200 to $300 range.
So they're small.
Yeah, they're small. Yeah. The one really large one I got, I sent to Ethan, and I said, what the heck? And he did a bunch of research and ended up they weren't indigent.
Oh. Okay.
So we fought it and won and didn't have to pay it. The next one is actually the one you were thinking of, Latifah.
Okay.
It's the juvenile. So all juvenile bills for attorney fees, costs associated with juveniles, goes through the state, and then the state says, here's what you owe of that. Mm-hmm. And so they send us a bill every year based on, supposedly, we've never seen the documentation for that, but they bill us based on what our costs have been in Story County.
Okay.
So that's a once a year payment. And I put it at 46.1 because I do have the bill. I just am kind of, I don't pay it until March.
So it's 46.1 for the current
fiscal
year. For
the current fiscal year, yes. And so I just budgeted the same for next year. And then we adjust it when we get to this time of the year where we kind of have a better idea for what we're really going to pay.
Okay. That's one I I kind of expect will go up.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've asked the question a couple times just because I just want to make sure that we're all, that everything's flowing correctly. If one of the county attorney, like a juvenile county, one of the county attorneys asks for depositions or transcripts or any of those types of things, the county pays for those. If the, because I'm like, why isn't this being run through the state? Well, it doesn't get run through the state because the county attorney's office requested it. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
The asset is the next one. That's the amount you guys approved at the funders or whenever Sandra came to you. That those next two lines are the amounts that you approved for asset. The next one is a pass through. It's public health emergency preparedness. That one runs through, let me see, I think I noted it. Runs through 2023. No, that's not the one. I don't know when it runs through. Here's what's going on with those public health emergency preparedness. A lot, you know, it's all running through Department of Public Health, obviously. And it gets paid to the county, and I pay it to Mary Greeley. I sometimes don't know what kind of a contract is out there, but I also think they're getting federal dollars, so they're passing them through that way. So I'm not really positive all the time what the emergency preparedness total amount's going to be. And I'll get a good read on it. Now, I don't know if health department does downstairs. None of the public health stuff is stuff I can look at on the state of Iowa grants app information, which is fine with me. I don't.
But are we not responsible for making sure that whatever it is that's supposed to be done is being done?
I hope that somebody's doing that. That's I mean, we contract with Mary Greeley, so. Okay.
We didn't have any of this in 19 or 20.
Right.
So is this specifically COVID related?
Yes.
We know that much.
From what I can tell, it's not open and transparent information.
How do you know to pass it on to Mary Greeley?
Because it says the information says on there Mary Greeley passed through.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, we spent 104 this year. I'm assuming 148 because of the documentation that I do have for the current year. But if they run through multiple years, I don't know how much we're going to spend this year.
Right.
Versus how much, because it could be a four-year thing that's $275,000. And depending on what we spend this year as to what we're mm-hmm. going to get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Okay. So it's a state warrant or federal warrant?
State, but it's a fast pass-through. This one is a federal pass-through.
Do you want me to ask Les?
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Certainly, you can try.
I'll talk to Les.
Because from what I can tell, we have three going on: public health emergency, immunization, or intervention implementation, and public health immunity. So we have all kinds of different federal dollars flowing through.
In that same line?
No.
Okay.
No, they're all separate.
That's the one far. Okay.
The next one is Homeward. That's the amount that, again, Sandra brought forward to give to Homeward for the upcoming year. It's the same as the current year. Uh, The CARES funds for Homeward were finished up this year, that $92,344 that they sent us. They extended that to the end of this year, and they just drew it down right at the end of December. So that's all drawn down.
Excuse me, is that Homeward money? Was that passed through to?
Which one?
304.
No.
No.
No, that's county dollars.
Okay.
That's what you pay for public health.
So what's the 209 under revenue? 209,679.
The IDPH grants?
Okay, so that's the state money in public health.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it shown?
Right below that, 209,679.
Okay, got it. Okay. So the county share is the 373, and mm-hmm. the state share is the 209. Okay.
For public health.
Yes.
Let's see. Then like I said, at the top of 45 and on the narrative on page, starts on 50, intervention implementation. From what I have seen, we get 10,168 this year, but they haven't drawn any down or requested payment for it. The immunization services, it looks like 18,000 this year, and they've drawn 6,922 of it down. So I actually have some, you know, information on those, but I don't have anything for next year at this point in time.
What don't you have for this year at this time?
Huh?
What don't you have, I'm sorry?
I don't have any information for FY23 at this point.
And which one, I'm sorry?
On intervention or immunization.
So those aren't just the same every year?
No. No, because if you look at intervention last year, it was 8,800, and before that, we never had such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then immunization, that one, I mean, I think it would make sense to put a placeholder in there of something.
So, 20,000? So immunization for public health has a one-year extension. It says through June 30th of 2022 for 18,000.
There you go. That's what I got in there.
Yep.
Meaning next year there won't be any money.
There's a 1 year extension.
No, it just says 1 year extension. I don't know how often they do an extension, or if it was like a 3 year grant and then you could renew, like, know, and then it's like, okay, now you're up again, you have to reapply for the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty consistent though. I mean, I think I like Latifah's idea of just putting 20,000 in the revenue and the expense and having something in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that if, when we get money or randomly just money drops on my table or my desk and that's what it's for, I have something, I have a line to expend it out of that has mm-hmm. money in it.
Right.
So you're putting 20,000 in for immunization?
I think so.
Okay. But nothing
even
for...
though their contract's at 18?
Well, do you think it'll go up?
This year is 18.
No,
this year is 18.
For 18.
But it's not going up every year. Right?
The amended contract dated June 30th of 2021. It says this contract is amended for 1 year extension. The contract period for this extension is July 1, 2021 through July 30th, 2022.
Yeah, we're in the 22 budget. You just had to talk it through.
But it's been going up just under $2,000 or right around.
And to go back to that top line, the intervention implementation, that you don't know that we're going to get, so you're not putting
it
in.
Right. No, I don't know that
and
we're going to get.
And CARES funding, we won't. Okay. Got it.
Okay. I'm going to make a note to myself right here. Add the revenue, too. Okay. So let's see.
I'm kind of confused by the rent and utilities payments. Is that, was that the money that
emergency
the emergency one that we did?
Yes,
yeah.
On page 51.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not looking at the narrative.
Yeah,
I just pulled
it out, and all of a sudden I'm much smarter.
I have to refer to both of them.
That's what I usually do.
I should be. Then I wouldn't ask questions that already have answers.
That's okay. Sometimes you got to hear it.
Sometimes you speak it out loud and then you get the answer like I just did.
Yes, that's what that is.
Okay.
And you said at 125 we're done. Mm-hmm. So I lowered that, re-estimated. The transportation was for the additional buses that HRTA requested. That, when we did this last one, we researched a little bit, Deb and I did, and about every 7 to 8 years, they'll come to the board and ask for dollars for for additional buses. So FYI, I just left it blank for now.
Go around the counties.
Probably, yeah.
I think, because aren't there 8 counties in HRTA? Yeah. That's probably it.
Okay, then we have that YSS IDSA grant. There's the expense on that. The next one is consultant fees, and this one is actually for the Watershed Management Authority for Headwaters, $58,500. And the $25,000 is for the Prairie Rivers consultant. Remember I told the, what's his name? Mike Cox, that we had that in the countywide, and that's where it's at, is right there, in those two, in that line item.
And that's the water quality testing program.
Let's see, recycling bins, the good old $200 bee inspection requirement. The code says you got to budget $200 for that. Housing grants and housing contributions and housing.
So is that for the housing trust?
So the $10,000 in the contributions to other organizations for the current year is to the housing trust.
Okay, because they are expecting to need to request $10,500.
Okay. For the current year?
Yeah.
All right.
For 23.
Oh, for 23?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we put $35,000 in for a pilot program for the current year, and I haven't seen anything. Does anybody know anything about that?
No.
What are you talking about?
Right above
the 381. Right above
the 381 housing grants.
That wasn't for the study.
Didn't pay the study out of that, no. The study was paid out of, where was the study paid out of? This was supposedly a pilot program.
Was that Loris's?
Yeah, but I didn't think we put in that amount of money. Yeah, because
I
think we cut that way down or whatever. And
it was 35. It was 35,000. That's what I said in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were we?
I don't know what the plan was.
I was trying to think of a discussion. Was it to have like money there, kind of shovel ready to be doled out if need be? But I actually thought we. Obviously, we didn't. I thought we cut that way down or whatever, but maybe we just agreed to just leave it on this. So does that mean? So can we? Does this mean we can take that out?
Budget. Let's check and see. It's line 381.
My notes on the $35,000 when we actually budgeted them in 21 originally was this includes requests for rent assistance and repairs for an additional $25,000 request from Supervisor Olson for housing trust funds.
So I saw that it was $10,000 and then what went up to $35,000, is that right?
But yeah, I thought the housing trust used it.
I had that we took it. It was originally budgeted under. I've got it penciled in under 381 for 45,000.
That's what I did too.
Yeah.
Well, I split out the 10,000 that we give to the housing trust fund that they bill us for.
Oh.
They send money for. So it's a total of 45, but 10 of it is for that.
And they didn't draw it down or ask for it? Because I know they were...
They usually do at the end of the fiscal year. They haven't asked for it yet this year.
Okay,
because they did ask me how much was in the budget.
Okay.
But I don't remember what the 35,000. I can't remember.
I had it penciled in there, rent assistance housing trust fund.
I think it was there in case they got something together.
But I thought that she talked about, what was it, like a community, if they wanted to get something started, or she was looking at an area of maybe...
Who's she?
Sorry, Loris at the time.
She was on the board then.
This was carrying forward from the year before.
But it was 10,000 in 20.
So I don't know.
Okay, I have no idea.
So we don't think we're going to spend that 35.
If we can't figure out.
Well, maybe it was our thought to put in before we got the ARPA funds. I don't know.
Okay, so if I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm going to zero that for next year, zero it for the current year, the 35,000. Because we're not knowing of any situation.
For next year, but not this year.
The
35. The 35, or do we have something?
Even the 10 for housing trust fund.
Right, but I thought you just said they asked what was in the budget.
10,000 is what I told them.
Okay. Okay.
For the annual amount that they request, because it's been 9,086 and then 10,000.
Can I summarize this and see if I got this right? Under 381, you're zeroing out the re-estimated, you're putting zeros in for this year. Because the 10,000 for housing trust is in 481.
Right.
And you're making that 10,500.
For next year.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think that 35,000 truly was a carry forward. I think it was one of those.
I think it was too. I'm just afraid that they're planning to use it. I'm gonna have to talk to Andrew because
double check.
I think it was something specific for storage. Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, that you know, then we leave it in for the current year. I'll
double check with him because I remember. Yeah, I'll just double check with him.
And then the housing needs study is done, so we don't need more dollars put there. Okay, the next one is economic development. If you look at the narrative, it tells you that 40,000 goes to workforce development, 10,000 is put in for RELO for homeless or for Home Base Iowa.
Which fund are you on?
408. And 42.5. is for contracted small community economic development assistance.
And then it's again in the line right below.
Correct. So that whole contract is split between two lines.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Why?
We split it a long time ago, and it's just been between the two economic development. One goes to economic development. One goes to contributions to other governments. And that's what we're doing is other governments. I mean, I'll have to split it. It's not a big deal to me. It's just,
I just want to understand
the way it's been split out based on what the definition of the object is.
The workforce development, that goes to the chamber.
Right.
The RELO grants.
Goes to the individuals. That's okay. Something that the county decides on a case-by-case. It's basically that's a placeholder there, yep, because we never know who's going to apply for it.
Sure. And the amount contracted for small communities for economic development assistance goes to the chamber.
That's $85,000
contract.
So basically, I think of it this way. The county is putting toward 42.5, and for the county's part in it, and then the other county governments are putting in, or the county's also putting in 42.5. And so I can't explain it.
You're showing us in 408 what the county only is paying, and in 481 is what the other communities are putting in for additional.
No, they are not putting anything in. We're paying for them too.
We're paying for them to get the service. We've just separated out to show.
So what we're actually putting towards the other
Putting towards the other cities.
Yeah.
So where does that money go?
All of it goes to the chamber. That's that 85. So if you had 42.5 and 42.5, it's the $85,000 contract with the chamber.
And is that's Greg, what Greg Picklock does?
Correct.
Got it.
But they say 50% of it is for them to go out and work with incorporated cities. The smaller ones.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm following now. Right.
So the workforce development is totally separate.
The workforce development is totally separate.
That's what I was doing. I was adding the workforce development. Okay.
Nope.
Yes.
And then there's also $30,000 in there for technical assistance for communities. That's not mm-hmm. a contract. That's not anything. That's what Leanne just says. Mm-hmm. Can we put $30,000 in for technical assistance to communities?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're almost no. We have contracts for the 85 and the 40, so we know we're going to spend those basically.
Gotcha.
Urban renewal projects is the next one. Like I said, we didn't put anything in next year's budget for urban renewal projects. I did note the FY22 ones that you guys approved. That haven't been paid out yet, but are still out there in those funds. Well, let's see, what page am I on? Okay, so at the top of 46, the narrative, where is it? Top of 52, historical societies. What's your thoughts? What do you guys want to put in there for historical societies? There's 12 of them. We did $3,500 each for the current year. We have not increased that for 3 years.
So in 1920, it was 45.5. Mm-hmm. Was there another?
We had to do a makeup for one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what
we weren't counting one.
We weren't counting one.
Gotcha.
If you go up to 45,000 a year, that gives them 37.50.
Fine with that. I was going to say higher, but I'm fine with that. 45,000?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Next one is the contribution for the Story County Fair. I did set down, they did bring me their information. And their annual, I've got the whole 2021 fiscal financial summary in here also, but this summarized it, so I didn't print this whole thing. You're more than welcome to, review it if you would like. And they did submit, so that to me qualifies for current year finances,
they proved that they spent the money. But this other document I just gave you is what they're requesting for next year. Is they're requesting dollars for next year.
Gotcha.
They're requesting
$43,000.
They requested $57,500, is my understanding.
Budget for 22-23, total county fair expense $55,600.
I'm
on
the wrong thing. Okay. $55,600.
Remember, we also bumped that to give them rent for the facilities, trailers, and they don't pay a separate amount to rent those grounds down there. The fairgrounds let them use their space.
So it would be what they're expecting, that 55,600 plus
something for rent, think anybody's ever said this is how much they're renting.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, so are they asking for 55,600?
That's their budget. They told me they were asking for the same amount as the current year,
which would be 57,500.
Right. But their budget for the fair,
okay,
they're saying is 55,600.
Okay.
Where are you seeing the 57?
That's what they told us when they
came. That's what they told us when they were here.
I've got on page 46, I'm looking at the budget expenditure for the fair was 57,500.
Uh-huh. And then I have penciled in 57,500 plus any extra is what she
plus
said.
Plus any extra is what, she, what said, she said, basically.
Any extra you would want to give us.
Because, yeah, and that's where, and I think that's where she was talking about the ash tree removal and the needs for electrical upgrades and those types of things. Didn't you gather that?
Those were
all projects they were looking to do.
Yeah.
But yes, my understanding is they're asking for the 57,500 and anything else we want to give.
They don't want us to go below 57,500.
Yes.
Right.
Did they put that tree removal in here?
It's on this page.
I'm looking at there.
Oh.
I'm looking for
a 12,000 item.
Expenditure though. The tree removal, is that an acceptable expenditure?
It looks like their county fair expense right now, but it's estimated it's going up.
So it looks like the budget was 53,900 and this 22-23
is 55,600 on there. So the 57,500 is $1,900 more. But they do figure in a little bit for the using their ground.
I thought it was the space that we were renting for IRVM equipment.
For purchasing, constructing, or restoring, aiding 4-H,
hunting, building,
egg, and livestock premiums in connection.
Oh, okay. I couldn't understand.
That's what the county aid.
Okay. The space that is being used.
So.
What did I think that was?
Five number. Ash trees.
A five number?
Restoring
500, 5,000, 5 million, I don't know.
It's in our restoring facilities. I don't know that.
What
is
our
restoring facilities?
Rent buildings for storage, 5,000 is what rent buildings for storage. So that's 5,000. I mean.
That's the rent, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to increase, do you want to just increase like up to 60,000?
That's what I was thinking.
Or do you want to leave as is? I'm just.
We did a 5% increase back in 2020. Or 1920. That's the last increase they've had that I have on. I'll have right in front of me. I think it'd been 55 for a while. I'd have to go look. So, FYI, that's what you did. That was the last time it was increased, and that was the percent it was increased.
When?
From 20? The 19 to the 20 budget.
Yeah, so the 57.5 is what we have across all the ways, and they put 55,000, and I'm just confused.
So a 5% increase would be 60,375, if I did it right.
You said 5. Well, why did I put 3 then? 60,375.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You did it right.
Yay! I passed.
Now, why are we increasing it when they asked for 57.5?
No, I know. I'm just. They asked for 57.5, and anything additional that we might be willing to give them. That's, I think, the only reason we're discussing that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't have to. I'm just.
I think we should leave it at 57.5.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Yep.
Next one is the election equipment. Loose, is that 551 still pretty?
Yeah, so it will depend. I believe if we stick with our, there are 3 approved vendors in the state of Iowa. So that's who, 3 or fewer will respond to our RFP. If we stay with our current vendor, which is not enough, you know, which may or may not happen, it could be lower than this. I think it's still a good estimate. We have 1 more precinct than we had before. But we would be able, I think, to keep our central counters for absentee, which are a pretty expensive part, pretty expensive component, if we were to stay with our current vendor. So we'll find out. We have already purchased an additional 22 e-poll books, and I forget what the price was for that. But that, so we've already spent some of that to get the new poll books, and then hopefully by mid-March I'll have a clean cost for what we're going to go with.
Is that going to happen this fiscal?
That's what we're asking for. We recognize what's built into the RFP is that we know that there are, you know, component delays potentially. We want delivery and certification prior to the primary. That's our preference, but if they can't do that, so we might be able to split costs over fiscal years, but it just depends on when they're able to deliver the new equipment. So as far as I know, that's a decent price for what, that's still a good number for us, but we'll find out. It's a swag, I think, as Lisa Markley likes to say. It's the best I can tell you today.
So leaving it in 22 might need to move some of it to 23 if everything doesn't come in.
Yes. I mean, okay. I would like to get it all done this fiscal, but if not, it'll get pushed into the next year. So, or a portion of it will.
Township salaries, whoever puts in for township money, not always, most of them do it out of the goodness of their heart, not because they're getting big dollars for it.
They get minimum wage.
Yes. Employees insurance, that number comes from assumptions on who's going to retire and need insurance. So this year I budgeted 45 and there were only 13,900. It's hard to tell. Alyssa does the best she can to give me a swag and then I put it in the budget. So this is for retirees insurance. And then I'll let you go from here, Alyssa, for a little bit. How's that sound?
Okay, so vehicle fuel and maintenance, just anything for our pool car, shoes, a van, and different things like that. That is based on 3-year average. I mean, it's going to go up a little bit more if we need tires or brakes.
Mm-hmm. This year there's been a mouse problem, so that's why that's really high so far. I need to reestimate that up because there's been a mouse problem over at HSC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we have one over here parked over here now.
Yeah.
Right. We need some county cats in our county buildings.
Oh, is it a rabbit? I thought that,
I don't know. They've tried a lot of different things, let's just say. Anyway, inventory supplies, this is just what we keep and departments implement for the safety pads, but we do bill it back to departments on a quarterly basis. Nothing in COVID. Safety supplies, this would just be AED pads, batteries, different things like that. Not quite spending the $5,000, but we do get if you try to purchase one AED a year, we've been fortunate to get an ICAP grant that is not quite 50% of the AED, but it does offer that we're getting closer to having all of our buildings with an AED.
That's great.
We've been fortunate to never have to use them, but they are there for just in case. We have also tried to, out of this line item, we have paid for safety training. We have not had that the last couple of years, where we have it in the fall. I hope by the fall that we can all get together and have that again, but we'll see. The next line item, the treasurer's building now. Education and training, we have budgeted $20,000 in there. We haven't used that. Again, we've had to back off a little bit because of this. Hopefully we can kind of get things up. I'd really like to get that going.
Mm-hmm.
Again, consultancies. I did just put a blanket number in there for a safety consultant. That number just comes from that is a full-time safety consultant. That's what the 3-day stays. That's what IMU charges for a full-time. Now I have kind of met with IMU just to see. They have it where they have like 10 cities. Or 10 entities where they share a consultant. They don't have enough to share. I'm kind of hoping there's enough interest that they would do a 28E, so then it'd be like that 100. That's the full-time cost of the state.
Okay.
According to.
Taking care of one entity.
And what does that provide us?
When full-time we're, on-site.
Full-time what?
Safety consultant on-site.
And how does that differ from what you're looking at with the new position? I thought
the new position is more HR. This is, I just pulled the safety, the writing, the program. I don't think we need a full time on site. I just plugged the number in there to have a discussion.
Oh, gotcha.
My hope is that we could find somebody to share so that they could do the OSHA programs and stuff like that. I'm hoping to get the HR coordinator position up and running and see how we go. That route, and then look for safety. We still need somebody to work with Secretary Rose on their lockout tagout programs, different things like that. That does take an area of expertise. I think it's best suited with a consultant at this point. And that's what I know City Maine uses them. I know a lot of other places. I think Boone County does, but they participate with us 10 employer region. So it's really reasonable to have that expertise on hand versus the whole. So we could take it down to next to nothing, and then I could come back at a point where I have a better grasp on what we need. So the whole HR coordinator piece is we took the HR piece and then the more workers' comp and the liability insurance piece and went with there. The actual OSHA piece, writing the programs and stuff like that is where
gotcha.
The consultants come in.
Do you think 60,000 would do it?
I was hoping to find at least maybe come to the board and say, okay, can we fund half of this? Then we could have the consultant on site and then they could just, my understanding is they just go to these other cities and counties as needed. Okay. They have a site.
A home base.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Home base and whatever. But then they go and meet with, you know, I can't remember a story city. I didn't bring that with me. But it seems to work well. They don't need, like a lot of places don't need that full time, but they do need, you know, when they have questions, mm-hmm. they can call and it's not a billable hour or whatever. I'd like to split the cost with someone. Mm-hmm. I haven't come up with a solution yet. So I think 60,000 would be enough to get us where we need to be. I think the full is more than what we're going to. I mean, we could probably keep them busy for the first year or so, get everything done, but I'd like to partner.
Yeah.
I would like to, the City of Maine has had their full-time one for a long time. I did not report them to see if they still need a full-time. Okay, if I may.
That might be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that, too. Mm-hmm. But I think 60,000, that would give us some funds to partially through this year.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The derecho storage piece,
then, I don't. Oh, that's done. That was
nothing in there. We're all done.
That was that lease up there on the land up $750 a month. It ended. The next one's equipment rent and maintenance, and that's for the postage machine downstairs, the quarterly payment, and the postage machine at the sheriff's office, the quarterly payment, which the sheriff and the attorney share, and then any supplies needed. So it's been pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. The next one is another contract labor. This one is, I put about $20,000 in there for the rest of the mission critical contract. I don't know when that'll ever end either, but as long as we're paying for StoryCom, we seem to be paying a third of the cost for mission critical. So, okay. And then Alyssa also put in money for the climate action.
I did that with a request from Leanne, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think I think that's probably a good number to have in there till we have more information, like about what that's gonna look like. Leanne, are you still on?
Yeah. What does 100,000 for climate action provide?
Consultant.
I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to unmute myself. I'm sorry, Lisa. What was your question?
I just said, what was the 100,000 for with the climate action plan?
The actual planning. So we would contract for the greenhouse gas inventory first, and that was what I brought to the board already for up to $5,000, and then based on the findings from that, develop a plan with some targeted levels and then approaches and strategies to help achieve those levels. The amount is just an amount that kind of spitball to put in there to have something in the budget so that we would be able to go out and do requests for proposals and bring a consultant in later this summer.
What did the City of Ames pay for their climate action study and plan? Do we know?
I don't have my stuff with me. I know I have all that stuff at work or in my email.
I don't know.
I can get that to the board.
Well, I'm just thinking we have a lot less complicated situation than the city, because the city runs a utility.
I think the city's was much more than 100,000.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I believe so.
Let's leave 100 in, because we just don't know.
Yeah.
I think once we get the inventory done, again, knowing it's just for county-owned facilities, this is an area I don't know how much consulting range of yet to be determined.
Okay, let's leave it.
Management services, this is kind of where we put a lot of county-wide items is in more miscellaneous. We did break it out a little bit, so we paid for our employee background checks out of there. Any special assessments, drainage assessments. I know there's an annual township meeting that they take the refreshments out of. We did put some funds in there as far as our mission statement rollout, that we want to get a few things. So there is $1,200 budgeted for next fiscal year for that. We're still working through what that will actually look like. Any questions on that one? We never know if we're going to have used that the right amount, but we just based it on previous years' figures. Property tax, we do have to pay property tax on sewers in California now, correct?
Yep.
We run them. Employee and volunteer recognition, these are our years of service awards. Our recognition bank, we budgeted for $8,000 every the last few years. Depends on what year, how many awards you're getting and what they choose. $8,000 seems to be reasonable for that. Pre-employment physicals and pre-employment drug screening. We've got that more in that one. Now that we're doing all the pre-employment drug screening, we've had more new employees too. We've had a fair amount of turnover. So we did increase that. That'd be 500 to cover everything. Employee wellness. Can't handle all the wellness programs. We also pay for our annual flu clinic out there, and then we do those health risk assessments. Now, I will say we're getting more employees to participate, which is good, so that was increased a little bit. And they also look at how many participants did they have in wellness programs. So we did increase that a little bit to cover all those costs. I still say $16,000 is money well spent on wellness. Mm-hmm. Those risk assessments
they're fantastic.
I wish everybody would do them, but they really give you good information, at least I think.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you do them every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's an online, it shows where, you know, either we're doing well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, we do get aggregate information. We don't get any specifics from those risk assessments. And then they try to the next year plan, you know, some wellness challenges, or they look at different, the wellness.
Like the step challenge training, and the water.
And when they come in and do those,
yeah,
when Mercy comes in, they kind of focus on areas.
Wellness sessions.
Our group fees, they might use that same recommendation. So it's good information. Audit clerical, that's just our state audit. And then our cost allocation report. They come in and do once a year. Dues and memberships. So we have paid for Central Iowa Regional Transportation. We paid for the countywide ISAC dues. We paid for the Ames Chamber. What do they call Main Street abatement? We do not pay Main Street abatement.
It used to be Chamber of Commerce.
They change.
Main Street Nevada hasn't been paid for a couple years.
They haven't billed us.
Right. So I'm not really sure what that whole makeup thing is, what they're doing there. But no, Main Street Nevada, I did look it up, and the last time we paid them was like 18.
Okay, because I couldn't find it.
Uh-huh. And I want to say, I was going to look that up.
About the chamber.
It was a chamber.
Yeah, a beta chamber. Then it changed one name after that, and now it's Main Street.
I looked it up too, and I can't remember now. But it has been 18, and I want to say you might have paid for it out of the Board of Supervisors budget, as opposed to countywide, because I thought it was. I was like, why is it in both places, or why is it? Why? Which one should it be? It should be here.
It should be in countywide.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it benefits
the whole, just like the Ames
Chamber.
It
benefits everybody. Now, I do know those chamber dues have gone up, and we don't know usually a little bit of an extra next year. We do not pay, like, the extra 10%
or whatever.
Gold membership or whatever. We just pay the actual dues. Right. And I know that they talked to them a little bit about, you know, how they charge for dues. So. Yeah. And then our NAPO dues are paid out of there.
And is this where, Leanne, is this where you wanted the membership in the Iowa Stormwater Education Partnership to go?
Yeah, I think that would be the most appropriate spot.
How much that cost?
$1,010.
$1,010.
That baby up to 735 because it's not going to be 13733.
I would just make it
1280. I'm fine with that too.
I don't, because I know there'll be a little bit of an increase in the Ames Chamber. I don't think ISAC would be increased theirs.
Yeah, I think ISAC and NACO will both be increasing theirs just because they. Of the pandemic, and they're going to want to jack them now. That's my theory, but.
So you're thinking 13.8 is just.
Yeah.
Should we check Main Street Nevada out?
Well, we don't know how much it is.
We know how much the chamber is.
Well, last time we paid the chamber, was it
2100?
I didn't look that one up.
So you want to take Main Street Nevada out no matter what?
Well, if they haven't billed us for a couple years.
Yeah,
Should we just leave it for now, or what do you want to do?
We pay $12,580, so that includes everything but Nevada. This year, we pay for everything.
So let's change it to that.
The $12,580, are you not wanting to do Nevada?
They're not billing us.
Oh.
They haven't billed us for three years.
It's only $1,200.
So let's take it out.
So you said it was how much?
$13,590 with the new stormwater membership.
Oh, that's that. No, I thought I started writing $13,590 was Ames. You don't know what Ames membership is.
So Lisa, did you say you just wanted to round up to 14? Is that what you said?
I don't care what we do. Whatever.
We could leave it at 13.59.
Okay.
Pretty much. I mean, understand that if the chamber comes back with
a little increase,
or
NACO or ISAC, we're going to pay it out of there. Mm-hmm.
And
we'll know next year.
We'll know next year with the budget for that amount, but we won't know what the next year is. It just, that's how it goes.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Next few are the GIS half. The county pays half of that. County assessor pays the other half of GIS salary. And then $15,950 toward the mapping project every year. He splits that 50-50 also towards mapping projects. So he asked for a little increase there. Now we get to insurance reserve.
So we don't have comprehensive insurance on our fleet. So we pay for all the repairs. We've re-estimated this year to 160 what we budgeted last year.
100.
And then we put in 100 for the next year. It's really unknown.
Okay, understand that the 3 year priors, we put $200,000 a year into our self-insurance fund. So take $200,000 out in your head of the $212 we spent, the $338 we spent, and the $282 we spent. $200,000 a year got put into the self-insurance.
Yeah, we were trying to build our reserves.
To build up our reserves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this year, that's not the case. The current year we're in, we budgeted $100,000. She's already had to spend
$77,000.
And we're in January.
And that's okay.
The repairs on these vehicles are they're high. I don't know. I mean, I just have a new one in it. Like the estimates are $18,000.
Right.
So I don't know if the repairs are just going. Yeah.
Where do they go?
It's a major. We had a facilities fund that we're paying. So any damage to county vehicles, like if our lien is used or something, we pay for that out of the insurance reserve line item. We pay for repairs.
So it's repairs as well as replacement. Okay.
Yes. And we do repair unless for some reason the vehicle's totaled. I mean, so like the most recent one has about $9,000 or $10,000 damage, but they have a few years where they were gonna put it in their, you know, their reserve fleet or whatever. So it makes sense. You know, it's still a fairly new vehicle. But if we have something that's 5 years old that needs $17,000 worth of repairs, that's where your replacement
So would you be more comfortable with the 160 for FY23 than 100? Is that what you're saying?
Hello? Did someone just join us on the phone?
I think somebody hung up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. We could put in, or even just 150.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go 150.
I mean, if you have to replace one vehicle, you're probably out of it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
40 or 50.
And I think in 1920 we replaced. Did we replace four vehicles that year? That was ridiculous.
There were questions. I mean, if somebody else obviously hits us, we
we do their insurance, but these are more
sure
our own accidents or damage to our vehicles. So the amount we pay though does they'll probably I know they cost they priced out what it would cost.
Oh yeah, the price for comprehensive is ridiculous for with that fleet of vehicles.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. So we did look into that a few years ago. Our repairs were climbing. Maybe it would be better to. Insurance and bonds. So this would be our employee assistance program that we now for all of our employees are EAP. And then liability and work comp insurance. So what we pay for ICAP and what we pay for IMWCA. I don't know what the renewals are going to be. Hopefully they don't jump. I'm not worried about
that. You're seeing a whole bunch of people talk 20 to 25% jumps, aren't you?
For ICAP?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been some chatter on Basecamp, so.
I have not heard, but I can try to find out. Oh, that's too good.
Yeah.
Last year it was 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had a lot of claims with the derecho and
right.
Different things. So.
But EAP is only $6,200 for all of the employees. Wow.
Does it get used? Do you know?
You know, we get a report. Probably not as much as it should, but we push it.
Yeah, I know you guys push it. I just wondered if that resulted in.
It'll be interesting. We've probably given out more flyers and different things. It's been rough this last year for not only our employees, but their family members.
Right.
So whenever they work on that, we do that. I don't think the cost.
No, I think it's an incredible deal.
Okay. I didn't know. If it
yeah. Was no, I was
and
just
I
remarking.
Because they get 6 free sessions for issues per year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For
yeah.
So. Litigation and settlement. This is just what we placed. Then we have a $10,000 deductible for litigation. I have not estimated that down this year because of the information I have. So I just want to leave the $20,000 in there for FY22 because we budget. So that'd be like two deductibles that we pay. Unemployment, we pay for claims instead of paying the monthly or quarterly into the insurance, unemployment insurance. So we just put a $5,000 placeholder. For some reason, we don't know we pay it. I think I'm done. So.
I want to go back to insurance, though. You actually took that down. Do you think that makes sense? Do we need, because our premium was 420.
We budgeted a higher increase.
Okay.
I think we budgeted 20 and it came back at 15.
Okay.
So I just plugged in.
Did you just 15? You just put.
Actual number is what we paid.
Okay.
The 410 covered ICAP and IMWCA. yeah, because I think right during budget work sessions is where we got the notice saying, hey, counties, your liability insurance. We had not had that big of a jump.
Right.
I mean, that was.
Right.
That was pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be, I mean, if they're talking at 20%.
I think we should just make that a $420,000 line item at this point. I mean, it's still lower than what you budgeted the current year, but that will give us the. I mean, it's a supplemental fund. We only get to levy in that once.
Yeah.
I'll email Steve and just see if he's heard anything. Increase in the insurance line. The only thing that might we did have to do that. Cyber insurance application that they were going out and so they were getting ICAP was purchasing cyber insurance so all the groups had to fill out an application so that may make our premium increase. I'll touch base with the CDC. I mean I know they're having to cover more cyber
crimes
claims
than they got before. I suppose it has some answer there. I don't know. So I'll see if that will be effective.
So you're thinking, okay. Lisa, just so I'm clear, of making just that liability work insurance to 420 or the whole?
I just put 420 for the whole line item.
Whole item. Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure.
I'm glad you asked that because I misunderstood.
And then we go down to payments, bond payments for StoryCom and secondary roads bonds we have out. I did not put any projections in here to borrow more dollars for secondary roads. Mm-hmm. So when we $8 million.
Yeah, we gave ourselves the capacity to bond for that much, but we didn't bond for that much.
We bonded for $3 million. That $3 million hasn't all been spent yet. So as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any sense to bond for anything else. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, after the conversation with Darren, it looks like there's going to be some projects he can put through the $3 million that's there. So, if you'll notice, the StoryCom principal and the secondary roads bond principal, those both come out of the debt service fund, so we're levying for those. We're levying for those payments. When I gave you the information for where we're at this year, we're actually going down from 12.7 to 11.4 cents per thousand. So it was 13 cents per thousand in the current year, and it's going to be 11 cents per thousand next year. Okay?
And the roads, two really big projects that we thought we were going to do are not happening, and that's why there's a big difference. And that was the paving of 220th and then also the paving of University down to Kelly Blacktop, which both those came out. Those are like the two big ticket items, and they both ended up not going forward. So one because of drainage and the other one because we would have the moving the utilities was so prohibitively expensive that they backed off of that project. So
okay, and then as I said earlier, I went ahead and in the TIF indebtedness line item, I put the additional dollars. So the board tips 50%, and that 50% is this $926,200 approximately. As you know, TIF is not something we know the final numbers for until the whole year's over anyway. So this is all a guess. Because we don't know who's going to get BPTC. We don't know who's going to get... So we talk about TIF again. And so what I did, none of the TIF bonds have prepayment penalties on them. So I went ahead for two reasons, Linda. One of them was we don't know what's going to play out with the TIF situation. Mm-hmm. If we go ahead and collect the whole amount, don't do any projects, but collect the 50%, then... we can pay down the debt faster so that if something does get ordered at court, then we are at least have at least gotten some more paid off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're not having to.
Right. Because we're going to have to borrow from the general fund to pay this, pay those debt off, as far as I can tell. I mean, I don't know where else you would do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's TIF. So you can't go and borrow on debt service on it, I wouldn't think. You're going to have to pay for it out of the general fund from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. We do have one of the payments, actually it was done in FY22, paid off the $3.5 million, the first one. So now they're going to start paying off, not regularly, but we have a few years and then another one will pay off, and then a few years and another one will pay off. So yeah, I was just going to go with the oldest, pay extra principal.
Mm-hmm. So which one did we pay off? Was it Dakin's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So, any questions on any of the indebtedness that I have in the budget there? Then the last page, do I get to say last page? Page 49 and page 55. Let's see. I do not have anything budgeted in. This is where we want to probably talk about Jovi's request. Jovi's priorities from the
Can
CIP
I ask a question?
And add it to countywide. We're going to add it to countywide. Yeah.
I'm confused. On page 48 for line 520, debt service is $36,000.
That's interest.
Hmm?
That's the. It says right below it, secondary roads bond interest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So then on page 54, you've got 136. What am I not?
Because I'm adding, am I adding them together?
What are you, where are you getting the under 100,000?
So the bond interest is StoryCom interest is 100,000. I added those two together.
Oh.
So on at the top of page 49, there's 100,000 for StoryCom loan interest.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, thank you. I knew I was missing something going
well,
back and forth.
Well, no, that doesn't necessarily true. There's also the possibility that Lisa put the wrong amount somewhere.
I try
to consolidate them so it's not quite as hard, but sometimes that's harder.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I was trying to do is figure out where was the other 100,000. I wasn't seeing it on the top of 49. Sorry.
So these next ones are all transfers. Everything on the rest of this page is transfers for that we will budget. But before we do that, I think we need to talk about what you want to put in this budget for remodel and the county attorney, HSC engineering, and courtyard engineering, which were the priorities that Joby talked about. I don't know that I have a total. He thought, I mean, I guess if you put 50 toward each project, that would more than cover it probably, because it was all the engineering is what it was, he was talking about. So I would find a line item for consultants, most likely for buildings. I make a line item for that falls into it, basically. If you want to put 150,000 in for those three for engineering,
you're talking capital projects.
Yes.
What did you say, 150?
Well, my notes here says county attorney remodel, 50,000, 10 to 15,000. That's mm-hmm. what I got as.
Yeah, that's what my notes.
And then
you.
The HSC was 48 to 47, or no?
I have 40 to 50.
40 to 47. I don't know. That's an odd number. And then the engine courtyard. Engineering 25 to 30.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the architectural costs 10 to 15
per.
Mm-hmm.
So what does 150 give us?
So your worst case scenario on all of them, right?
I have a note that says this does not include construction costs. Is that
right.
just materials?
Right, right. This is just engineering. This is just engineering.
Okay.
Design engineering.
Yeah, for engineering costs.
Because they're going to be
45, so that's like, that's 150 right there. Right?
Yeah.
That's just for the plans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I don't know how much you want to put in as a placeholder. Do you want to, you know, odds are all three projects moving forward in the same year are pretty slim, but do you want to have the money to be able to start those if necessary?
Mm-hmm. And I'm really wondering where we're going to be because there's other things that, well, from the space needs project, there's going to be other priorities, and I'm thinking if we ever, you know,
these are from the space needs,
the top priorities
from the space needs.
Yeah, this is what Joby sent us. It's his top three.
Okay.
And
there's
going to
be lots of stuff.
There's going to be lots of stuff in there, but. You know, that county attorney remodel has been on hold for, what, 3 years now?
No. like six. Yeah, six or seven. Yeah, because it started with Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the CICS situation makes HSCB top of the...
Yeah.
Not top of it, but pretty high up on the So, I don't know. 200,000? Do we want to put 200,000 as a placeholder for now? For engineering? For those three projects?
In the courtyard? Is that at the sheriff's? Maybe the courtyard? I'm just trying to think of the... insulation at the engineer's building actually kind of comes to mind for me.
Well, the thing about the courtyard, though, is in the most recent update that they gave us, there's two different options. One is for a general storage, the other was for a grand courtroom. I have a feeling there's a lot of difference in those two, and we haven't decided where we're headed with that.
With a grand courtroom?
Didn't you look at what Joby sent out?
I did.
Option B.
Yeah. I guess I thought we had landed on no grand courtroom, but
it's in there.
So the seven they have out there aren't enough?
They don't have that many anymore. I don't know. I didn't do it. I'm just saying it was brought up as an option, and I couldn't remember where we were on it. I just feel like we can put a couple hundred thousand in as a placeholder on engineering, but I think there's a lot of decisions
absolutely.
I mean, I would just say
I was just working off of what Joby said. His priorities. He could see the biggest priorities were going to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at this point in time.
So in other words, Linda, you're saying not to identify
correct
the projects,
not
just putting
to
the money
identify
in for
the
it.
Projects. I think that's premature right now. I just think 200 is a good placeholder for engineering for it, and we see how far that gets us.
There, and that way we can make those determinations.
Yes.
Which there, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking 200 versus the 150 or
200.
200.
Yeah, because there's. Something
else
is going to come to the
top. No, I don't agree.
You think?
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
So where are we putting that?
I am going to
make
a line item for it in capital projects.
Okay.
So do you just want to cross out Justice Center remodel there and just say it's $200,000 for space needs engineering?
You can, but it's not going to be in capital projects, or it's not going to be 10220 other yet.
So I have to make the coding happy. I have to make the state auditors happy on the coding. So
no. I'm gonna.
But yeah, if you want to put that 200,000 there as a, this is what's gonna happen.
I wrote it there, so that's where it's.
That's where it's gonna live in your.
It will. I gave up pencil. Doesn't matter.
Then we have the ISU Research Park, which is still not done. There's 537 budgeted for this year. I amended the budget with the balance that was left.
Where are you at on that?
Oh, I'm on page 49.
Yeah, but I'm. There I see it. Okay, I didn't see it.
It's for the current year. There's nothing budgeted for next year.
Yep.
That's 537. 827 is what's left in the capital project TIF fund.
Oh, that's a balance?
That's the balance. So of all the money we've borrowed and his donations and grants, at 537, 827 is what was in the fund June 30th of last year. So that's what I'm, because we budgeted 500, I amended it up to the actual fund balance. He spent $9,851 of it this year. I don't know what else he's got going on, but
he had a request for.
Last year he requested to pay, spend $400,000 for paving and restrooms.
And our response last year is, why don't you ask the city of Ames if they're ready to contribute anything to the talk yet?
Right.
Uh-huh. And I don't know where that has come out. I've never heard anything since.
I thought he came back and said that they were interested, but I don't recall anything further.
Yes, either.
He said he talked to Tim Garten. Tim Garten was interested.
Okay. Okay.
But. It's not Steve Schenker. So I think that's, just leave it.
Yeah.
We set aside money every year for capital improvements, and that is what I put in the assigned fund balances, so.
Which line are we talking about?
So how is that different from what we were just looking at doing with the 200,000?
This is in the general fund.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we haven't spent that, technically spent it for a while. It's sitting in assigned funds. It gets increased every year by a little bit. So when a big project comes along, we have money in the assigned funds we can move. If there's any, yeah.
Economic development.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't understand why that's still in there, because if you look across, it hasn't been spent.
I was going to say, what was that even about?
What was that even about?
What are you looking at now?
The one that's zero all the way across.
647, economic.
I'm sure I had to make a line item for somebody's silly thing years and years and years ago, and I just forgot to delete it out of this.
There's only one of those?
Yeah, right? Yeah, and then like I said, we'll want to talk when we're closer to finalizing all these things. We'll want to talk about what we want to transfer, if anything, to the general supplemental from the general fund. You know, we're leaving the general fund with a 36%-ish ending fund balance. Do we want to send some money to the supplemental fund, and then the supplemental fund won't have as big of levy?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you all that information when I get all the numbers manipulated. The secondary roads fund from the general and the rural, those are the amounts that we really, that's the 75%, so we really can't go much lower than those two. And then if there's any other funds we need to transfer money into, which we, at this point in time, I think we're good. I mean, there's some funds you can't transfer funds between, so you don't have a choice. So, anybody got a bunch of questions, or? I also have on page 56 and 57, just a real short, this is what we've amended into the budget so we can spend some of those ARPA dollars if we find projects we want to spend them on. Mm-hmm. So the only thing basically in here at this point in time that's a, well, there's only a couple of things that are given right now. We've spent money on the workforce development initiative. That's the third line down. That 192.4 is what's scheduled for next year. And we've spent 86.6 this year. We have some specific projects that we've I put in the right place over here. We haven't spent any money on. And then the last one is, or no, then we also have HVAC, the $1.3 million that we spent 94 on as of December 31st. The last one down there, the water quality improvement, I've reversed that all out because that was all the McFarland restoration.
The 47,000.
But
the Skunk River stabilization stays.
Yes, I'm talking about what's been spent.
Oh.
I'm saying there was 32,747 spent before, because they started spending at the very beginning of this fiscal year on that. So, yes, that other one is still there. Nothing has been spent on it.
Correct. Gotcha.
And I have not put any budgeted dollars into 2023 with the exception of the contract for workforce development, just because I was going to wait until we were farther along and you guys knew where we wanted to put money to.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying 428, 637, 610, and 644 are all ARPA funding?
This whole page of 56 is ARPA funds.
Oh, the whole page. Okay. Oh, God, yeah, right in front.
The whole page. Right. Remember when we first got the money and we were like,
yep.
Okay, if we want to spend it, I got to put it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I just put it in different service areas that you guys might spend money in. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know where we're paying for the Nevada Fieldhouse project. I have not been billed about that, and I don't know that the board. I think the board.
I don't think we made a decision.
I know that there's a $400,000 commitment, $200,000 a year, but I do not know where those. Are we paying for it out of the general fund? Is that where you want to pay for it out of?
What's your recommendation?
That was my recommendation from day one.
Okay.
Okay.
It never went the distance for TIF. It went around TIF. Mm-hmm. And the commitment was made. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where else you would pay for it from besides the general fund, personally. And the general fund has the money in it to do it.
So where would that fall?
You need to plug it in?
Yeah. Contributions to other county governments or organizations, probably in economic development. I'll probably have to plug it into that one because that's an economic development.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was $200,000. Are they asking for it this year?
I bet they'll ask for it in
23. That's a one time or that's ongoing?
It's a $200,000 request.
Okay. Over two years.
Yeah. But I don't know that
I don't know that by the end of this year they will be.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I think COVID totally put the halt on that. Otherwise, I think we would have paid it out of 22 originally. The first one out of 22.
Are you willing to, if you call Jordan, well, no.
I'm going to pull out my documentation on that and see what, because I took a copy of.
Is it running through the city?
No.
It isn't.
No, it's through the.
It's not through the city.
It's the. Yeah.
Is there economic development group?
NEDC?
The no. NEDC?
No, it wasn't like. Oh, yeah. The foundation.
The foundation. It's through the Nevada Foundation. Yeah.
Michelle would probably know.
Uh-huh. Oh, she would absolutely know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is the city going to operate it once it's done?
Yes. Parks and Rec is.
Yeah.
City Parks and Rec, okay. I can't remember between that. And
so, yeah, I'll put it in countywide. And here somewhere in countywide under the correct...
What are you thinking?
We didn't talk at all about general county betterment.
Yeah. 36 and 37.
Page 36 and 37. There is some carryover in there that I... That's an option too for $200,000 if we wanted to do it out of there. Rural services.
Can we do it out of rural?
Well, we've done other projects as such out of rural, out of local, the 40% local option sales tax dollars, and it's, I mean, like we've done. I could give you the whole list. We did Story City thing from there.
Did we do
Ames Airport out of here. It's okay. I look at it as it's the county contribution, or no, it's the contribution that represents the unincorporated area. You know what I'm saying? Because rural county services has to primarily benefit the unincorporated area.
So what we say is our $400,000 contribution is for the unincorporated folks because they've said they are going to serve all Story County. Mm-hmm. So
I said, we paid for the library or paid for the Ames Airport.
Justified for the Ames Airport.
$50,000 a year for 3 years.
Okay, so where's it coming from? What page are you on?
Okay, so I'm on page 36 and 37. 37 actually is the one you probably want to look at.
Yeah, I can't find 36, so I'll look at 37.
37 shows the 100% tax received, $2.7 million. Remember when we talked about... that's my guesstimate of what we're going to get for rural or for mm-hmm. local option sales tax dollars. $1,086,000 then is 40% of that, which we can use for general county betterment. We also have a carryover from the current year we're in of about $482,000. That whole taxing the internet sales uh-huh. made a huge difference here, just so you guys know.
So if I were to raise the idea of countywide arts projects, just bear with me, I talked about it the other day. Could it come out of here?
Well, arts project. Why don't we first look at what we owe?
What are you talking about? I mean, like what? I guess I'm not really. It depends.
Like, commissioning works of art to have at. Around the county.
Oh, okay.
Traveling art.
You know what? Here's how I've always looked at this. If the Board of Supervisors can justify it, it has to primarily, it's primarily intended to, anything you pay out of the rural services fund
has to primarily benefit the unincorporated area. That's how broad the description is, mm-hmm. Latifa.
Mm-hmm. But since we've got
and is general county betterment. I mean, here's what we pay out of general county betterment and have been for years with no pushback. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because technically it's the Board of Supervisors budget and you can determine, yes, we think these qualify. And if the state auditors don't come in and say, nope, can't do that,
we pay, you know, some asset. We pay for all the vehicle or the rural patrol vehicles. We pay for our county library, which we need to talk about that, if you guys are okay with that that 5% increase that I put in there. We pay for the county libraries. Now that one, the Code of Iowa says that any contribution must come from the rural fund. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that one's there because it has to come from here anyway, so we pay for it out of the 40%. We put money into county tourism. We do the facade grants for the small communities. We do the economic development group commit dollars there. The soil conservation with what you call it out here? Story soil and disc soil district.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Soil and water conservation district.
Yeah. We do the lease for the motor grader here, and we do the sanitary disposal of the city of Ames here.
Okay, so you're saying we could do the field house contribution from here.
Yes.
And you've got a carryover, you're looking at a 465, so we did the 200 out of here. We'd still have a carryover of 265.
Yes.
Does that give us some greater flexibility? Is that better than doing it out of general fund, which
it's not tax dollars, it's general county betterment dollars. Yeah, it's okay. Better.
So why don't we do that?
So, and here's I'm going to pay for my intent is it will come up from the same place both times. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. So if that's the case and they want money this year, then we might be lowering that to $282,000 out of the current year.
Mm-hmm. The carryover.
Mm-hmm.
The carryover. Right. The carryover would become $265,000.
Yeah, we have a lot more. You're right. Since that internet taxing.
Absolutely.
It used to be like
$282,000.
Like maybe just
carry
shy
over
of $100,000 every year.
It's currently $482,000.
She's talking about next year, $265,000 for next year.
Where are you getting the $265,000? Because I'm looking at the cash carryover.
The carryover
says $482,000.
At the end of FY23. What you're looking at up there.
She's looking at the end of
FY. I'm looking at 22-23 that says $482,000.
That's
you're looking down here. Gotcha.
The bottom.
That's income coming in.
Yep.
So if you get to the bottom, at the end of 23, we would have 465 going into 24. But if you take the 200,000 and make it an FY23 expense, the carryover would be down to 265.
Okay. And I was just looking at the wrong number.
Story County Outdoor Recreation for Everyone. I suppose it's SCIRE.
That's where we paid for SCORE.
Yeah,
too.
That's what I'm saying. It's part of that. And
right.
They've got letters. They talked about that in their presentation.
Can I use it as a polling place? That's my main concern.
That's your biggest concern.
Sure.
I'm serious, though. Every time you guys give a big chunk of money, make that a requirement. If they're building a public building, they're supposed to give it to me anyway. They usually leave a lot of it somehow. I know I joke a lot, but I'm serious about this one.
Okay, so yes, that's where I will budget, and I'll reach out to the city and find out what the status of that commitment is when they're expecting.
It seems like Tim's at Parks and Rec should know, because Lucy makes a good point. The foundation's raising the money, but it's going to be a city-owned, operated facility. So I imagine Tim and really Hansen, mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I imagine he's the person to talk to.
Yeah, I'll pull that
action, board action out and double check and make sure that we have everything we need. Think everything any other questions?
I don't think so. I'm fine with where the libraries are at.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
5% increase on those.
Yeah.
I did get an email from that lady that was here. I wish I could think of her name. And she said that she was gonna talk to the whole group sometime this week, I think she said.
But the whole group
gonna talk hoopla. And she would update me. So
cool.
I guess, you know, we're budgeting for a 5% increase. I don't know what that information will come back, but that will at least.
Well, I think regardless of 5% increase will certainly help them.
Right.
Certainly help them.
Sandra or Leanne, any questions or anything to add?
You guys think they both
have
done?
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, Sandra. I don't either. I think Taylor County officials are wondering why I've been sitting out in front of their courthouse for 2 hours.
All right. Thanks for all that, Ann.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'd like to thank Lisa for